I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. On April 7, 2020, John Prine, one of America's greatest songmakers and singers, passed away in Nashville from the coronavirus. John was a good friend to American Roots, and our thoughts are with his wife, Fiona, and family, and all those with Oh Boy Records. We'd hoped to interview John in the months prior to the virus. It didn't happen, but this program from 2006 is one of ours and our listeners' all-time favorites.
I've always thought that things only get so dark before they get funny. You know, like you only cry so long before the situation turns full circle and it just becomes, you know, kind of a joke, you know. There's humor in everything to me. I don't have to go looking for it. The humor came mainly from my mom's side of the family. My mom was pretty dry, but she's a real funny person. And I just think that when I write songs as sad as Sam Stone and stand up on stage and sing them, I couldn't possibly sing more than two songs like that in a row without letting the people off the hook.
Dear Abby, my feet are too long. My hair's falling out and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they all tell me that I've no friends at all. Won't you write me a letter? Won't you give me a call? Signed, Bewildered. Bewildered, bewildered, you have no complaint. You are what you are and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, and listen up good. Stop wishing for bad luck and knocking on wood.
Could you say a little bit about your sense of the sound of your voice, its qualities, and how have you felt about your own sound over the years?
Well, early on, I never liked to hear my records. I was always nervous in a recording studio. I wanted to get out of there, you know. I didn't think that I was a professional musician. My first album I made it with the same guys that were backing Elvis up on record at the same time. And I had been a mailman about 6 months earlier than that. And I couldn't figure out for the life of me what I was doing in the studio with these guys. And I could still hear it in my voice, you know. If it wasn't for those songs on the first album, I don't think that album would still be around.
With that classic country sound and down-home style, John Prine might seem to be from a different era or have a penchant for nostalgia, but the man resists definition.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm just not sure if I'll refer to it as nostalgia, you know? I mean, there is. I think it's important to hang on to things. I was always had a real special thing for old people, even when I was a small child. And I thought they had something to teach you. You know, they surely must with what they've gone through. Mm.
Angel from Montgomery, can you say a little about the song after all these years?
Basic idea sprung out of a conversation with another Chicago songwriter named Eddie Holstein. And one day he says, hey, let's write a song together. And I said, okay. I said, about what? And he had just heard me sing Hello in there. And he said, I really like that song. Let's write a song about old people. And I said, I can't do that because I put everything I felt about old people into that one song. So I said, how about a woman who's middle-aged but feels older than she is, right? And he says, nah. So I went home and wrote Angel for Montgomery by myself.
Little did he know.
I am an old woman. Named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to.
to believe in this living is just the hard way to go.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.